If you are interested in seeing a live show, you really need to go to our respective and respectable websites. To buy tickets to see one of my performances, I might be coming to somewhere near you. I'm doing a bunch of different dates. It's samcampbelltour.com.
I have a new tour starting in September. And for information about tickets, you can go to my website. It's Lucy Beaumont. I can't remember the website.
It's .co.uk.
But if you just Google Lucy Beaumont website, it'll come up with it. Okay, thank you. Bye.
You got to know your website.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sam, what are we talking about this week?
Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
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 Hello. Welcome. Today we plan to discuss and investigate the human face.
Wow.
The face.
It's not done a lot, is it?
No.
When was the last time the face was discussed that you know of?
Oh, when was the last time the face was discussed? Maybe in a song, maybe in some ancient song, maybe in some folklore, or maybe hieroglyphs, Egyptians, so the Egyptian people.
Yeah. What made you want to explore the face?
I've been looking at them.
Have you?
I have been looking at people's faces.
Do you believe the eyes are the windows to the soul?
I do. No, I seriously do. Oh, hold on a second. We've got a... Lucy, are you ready to hear the theme song?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I got nothing but love for the voice from above. I'm talking God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The word is good. Are you ready to hear it? God always finds you if you're feeling lost. Jesus died for you. He was on a cross. The Holy Spirit is the name of the game. It's Lucy and Sam's perfect brains. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above.
What do you think?
Can I just have a few minutes to reflect on it? Is that okay? I really like it.
Did you hear that? Wow. Thank you.
What is that, an original song, or have you sampled that from?
I got help from this guy called Paul.
Oh, right.
Paul Williams. He did the music, but I did the singing and the lyrics and the concept.
Did you? And when you went into the did you record it in a recording studio?
No, just on the microphone, just at home.
At home. And then did you know what you were going to say before you recorded it, or did it just... Did you let something in the room?
It just came to me, yeah.
Did it? Because I read this Tom Waits, what do you call it, where they say something and then years later someone puts a meme on Facebook about it. Just a quote.
Yeah, quoting.
It's a quote.
Oh, you read a quote?
I read a quote and Tom Waits said, sometimes when you're writing a song, you have to get out of the way and let whatever comes in the room take over.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I believe in stuff like that.
Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, when I think I was taken over.
Because that's, I wouldn't even say that's not a jingle. You wouldn't call that a jingle.
It's jingly.
I think it's quite prophetic.
Prophetic. Yeah, like there's something that a prophet might unleash.
Can I ask you about all the religious elements in it?
Oh, yeah. Well, should we listen to it again?
Yeah. Okay.
I got nothing but love for the boys from above. I'm talking God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The word is good. Are you ready to hear it? God always finds you if you're feeling lost. Jesus died for you. He was on a cross. The Holy Spirit is the name of the game. It's Lucy and Sam's perfect brains. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above. Above.
There are a few religious elements now that you say that.
Would you say 90% of that is biblical? How on a percentage scale?
Oh, I don't usually muck around with the percentiles too much, but yeah, maybe about 90%, sure. But it promotes the podcast a bit at the end.
Yeah, let's talk about the end then. The gunshot. Can we call it a gunshot?
Oh yeah.
You were loud. It was a gun, was
yeah.
it? Okay. You know it was a gun.
Oh, definitely.
And did you shoot the gun?
That's not a real... That's just a... No. That's just a gunshot that we got from the internet.
Right. But would you imagine... So, because you could do a countdown
yeah.
as well.
Well, I think it's rude when someone just shoots a gun. That's a...
And so what is the scenario there then? What is the listener meant to envisage happening at the end?
Well, often a race starts with a gunshot.
Yeah.
So it's sort of let's get going. No false starts. Let's hopefully get the record under 10 seconds.
That felt like you did a countdown, you shot something, and then was slightly remorseful about doing it. Would you agree with that?
I mean, there's different interpretations. I really just, as Tom Waits, I think, once said, I just leave the room and I just let the angels take over and
right.
really fill me up.
So what happened then? What did you shoot?
I think it was just up in the air. Like, let's go.
And then you went, oh, no. Can we hear the ending?
Yeah, well, let's play the whole thing.
I got nothing but love for the boys from above. I'm talking God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. The word is good. Are you ready to hear it? God always finds you if you're feeling lost. Jesus died for you. He was on a cross. The Holy Spirit is the name of the game. It's Lucy and Sam's perfect brains. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above. Above.
Okay, sorry, I take that back, because on the third listening, you're not remorseful. I think you've enjoyed.
I'm thrilled.
That, actually, you know, usually the jingle sort of sets up the podcast.
Sure.
In tone, theme. Perhaps not necessarily theme, obviously.
Just the vibe.
Yeah.
Would you say you're happy with this theme or back to the drawing board?
Is God, the Holy Spirit, is that something you want to discuss during any of the episodes, or is it just more sets us up?
Yeah, it just sets it. If that stuff kind of comes up, we love the Holy Spirit, you know. I'd like to see what the Holy Spirit looks like. You always hear about him, but who is he?
I don't know. I used to, because I went to a Catholic school, and I thought, because I was at the back a lot when they did the Mass, I thought they were saying in the name of the farmer, his son and the Holy Goat. it was years before someone corrected me.
You deciphered it.
Well, because there was a harvest festival, I thought everything was to do with farming.
What's the harvest festival?
Oh, it's a lovely thing that they do where you bring in tins of food and put them at the front of the
And you throw them
church.
At the farmers.
So getting back to the, what would you like to call the song at the beginning of the show?
Well, I pictured it as the theme song.
Theme.
Yeah, that's a nice theme.
The theme. Are you religious?
Not really.
No.
I actually haven't thought about it enough. Like someone recently asked me, do you believe in God? And I thought, I'm not sure.
Right.
I just haven't, yeah. I really just need an afternoon to really get bogged down.
Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody knows, really, do they?
No one really knows, do they?
I feel like you knew in the song.
That's
The song, I was pretty serious, but that's a different time, you know, when I had that made.
I love it. I love, and I appreciate the work you've put into it.
Thank you.
It stays
For now, yeah.
For now.
We need to draw a diagram of a face,
yeah,
so we know which bits to discuss.
To remind us.
Maybe we should end on the eyes.
End on the eyes?
Yeah, don't you think? They are the big stars.
But when you're discussing the face, do you start from the forehead down or do you go with which is the most its distinguishing finger?
Let's go forehead down.
Not finger.
We can start with
hair. Most distinguishing feature. We don't want to get into fingers as well, do we?
No one should have a finger on their face. Oh. I guess unless you're in thought. You're,
when in my family, if you pick your nose in front of people, someone say, pick us a wardrobe, and I never knew what that meant. I thought, you know, like sometimes you have things that just your family say, but you think everyone in the world says
yeah.
it. That was one of those things that I was humiliated by that nobody else says
stuff like
it.
Sam, stay out of the shed.
What is that?
So pick us out a wardrobe.
No, pick us a wardrobe.
Pick us a wardrobe.
Pick us a wardrobe.
And is that like saying, oh, while you're rummaging around in there, maybe you'll find me a new?
I think it must be.
We would sometimes say you got a bat in the cave if you've got a huge, disgusting wad of snot in your nose.
Oh, right.
But we haven't even, we've got to stay away from the nose for now. We've got to start with the forehead.
What did you just call it?
The forehead?
Oh, okay.
You would never say the forehead?
No.
What would you say?
The forehead.
The forehead.
And you would say the...
I'd say the forehead. You wouldn't say that.
Does it sound strange to you?
He had a very relaxed forehead. Forehead? Forehead.
Sounds like Herod, like King Herod. Forehead.
What would you call him?
I think it is called the forehead. I get a lot of things wrong in life. But I'm sure it's forehead.
I reckon you're probably right, but people are allowed to say forehead.
Is that just you or is that the whole of Australia?
Yeah, I think most people in Australia would say that and most people in any civilised society. In polite society, we would say forehead. Your forehead is looking splendid, madame. Oh, the teeth I forgot about. Hold on.
Oh, the teeth part of it, is it? The teeth part of it. Wow, okay, that's...
Is that all right?
I love that. You need to take a picture of that and we'll put
it... We could put that on the Patreon. We don't have that.
On our Twitter. We have a Twitter account.
We've got accounts. We're going to chuck that up.
People need to see that.
I'll label this now. So we've got hair. We'll start with the hair, I think.
Okay. Oh, is that part of the face?
And then we've got... Yeah.
Okay. I would say it's part of the head.
Oh, well, but you're still getting a little bit of it. It's usually creeping onto the face.
Yeah. So you don't mean head hair, just hair.
Yeah, okay, that's a good distinction. We're not allowed to talk about head hair, just head that's on the face.
Eyebrows.
Yes.
Okay.
And bangs, if people have bangs.
Okay.
There we go, eyebrows. Okay, then we've got eyes, but we're going to save them for last. We're going to close on our – we cannot be talking about eyes too early.
Why?
Well, people just listen to that and then switch off. They've got what they need. Oh, this is good. Okay, nose, nostril. What do you call these? These areas, like going down from the nose. Cheeks. Cheeks. And then what's this called, that passage?
Oh, that does have a name.
Mm.
Septum.
Septum.
No, I don't know that. I don't know that's true.
We'll call it a septum. Lip one. This is a great diagram. Teeth.
Lip one. Is that top lip?
Lip two. Top lip. Lip one. Chin. And then that's it, isn't it? This is the neck part of the... No.
No.
That is
Keep the neck out of it.
That's going to be a whole other episode, the neck.
What about the ears?
Oh, they're on there, yeah.
So would you say the ears are part of the face?
Yes, they are.
So they're not... I would say they're not, but I think that's an interesting debate. Are ears part of the head or part of the face?
Oh, goodness. I think they're surely part of the face.
Well, you know, it's no one's ears are on the face, are they? Like, I've never seen anyone who has...
We need to start with a definition of the face. I think half of your head is your head and then half of it's the face.
But you would think some people's ears would creep further onto the cheeks, but they never do.
Some of them are pretty far back on people I've seen.
Really?
And what about these people who the ear... Hold on, we're getting onto ears... We've got to start with hair. Okay, we're beginning with hair.
Hair?
Yeah.
Is a protein.
Is it?
I think so.
Would you ever have it in a shake?
No. But we swallow a lot of hair without us knowing.
What are you talking about?
Apparently we swallow loads of hair and we just don't know we do.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. Or just on the tube, you accidentally start sucking on a ponytail. Really? How does it get in there? Just from your head?
No, just like you look it up. It's quite astonishing how much hair we swallow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And is
yeah.
it's quite good for you?
I don't know. Yeah, no. No, it's not. It's not, is it? Because it can get wrapped in, it can cause damage inside because it can get wrapped around our stuff.
Wait, that's happened? Someone's been eating too much hair and it's become wrapped around their sort of vital organs?
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Ugh. What about bald people?
Yeah.
Discuss.
Bless them.
You bless them?
I don't have a problem with bald people, but I think it can really affect people, can't it? It's a shame.
It's not a community I'd want to upset.
No.
And it's something that men are very male pattern baldness and this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They can feel very insecure about.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But they shouldn't.
No.
They shouldn't. There's other things they should be more insecure about.
Like what?
Personality.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. A receding personality. Yeah. Your personality is just disappearing. But I feel like if you're a bald person, you could never be a romantic lead in a movie. You can only be an action star.
Oh, my God. Has there ever... There probably hasn't, has there?
Not that
so
we
no
know
wonder
of.
Men... Because we focus so much on women.
Yeah.
You know, and actually...
But no, it's true that I don't think there has been a...
Ever?
Oh, it's hard to... I can't, none that I can think of.
My God.
When was the last time you saw a little bald guy winning someone's heart?
It makes me want to write it.
You should write it.
Yeah.
What would you call it?
Bald. Just big, bad, bald Barry.
Big, bad, bald Barry. And he just wants love.
He just wants love.
Yeah.
Big bad bald Barry just wants love.
Big bad bald Barry just wants love.
Yeah.
Take us through your hairstyles throughout your life, if you would like to.
Well, do you know what? I've got different hair to most people in my family.
Mm.
So I never felt I fitted in because I have really curly hair naturally.
Do you?
Yeah, really, really curly.
Wow.
But as I've got older, because I straightened it so much.
With a GHD?
Yeah, I lost the curl.
Oh, the curls are gone.
The curl will come back if I sort of like, you know, for like go on holiday.
Yeah.
Or just leave it, comes back. Or in like weird temperatures.
Humid.
Yeah. But they used to brush it because they didn't know how to. So they used to make my hair get bigger and bigger and bigger because no one else had curly hair. So they didn't know how you had to look after it. Because it was tight curls, you see. So they would just brush it and it would get bigger and bigger. And I wouldn't like it.
Because it would go out, not down.
Yeah.
I think I've got the same hair.
Have you?
Yeah. When it gets long, it gets pretty wild.
Does it?
I turn into a bit of a curly whirly.
I now really like wild hair.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I wanted it straight.
You wanted it perfectly straight.
You're the same as everyone else. I didn't want to not fit in.
No, you wanted to fit in.
It was all. Yeah. Did you embrace your hair?
I've never really done much with the hair. I've had it sticks up a lot. I had some really bad styles, like a sort of, what was that fad where it was just the hair and then at the front you'd sort of stick it up like a, is that a cowlick or something? Or
a cowlick, yeah.
Yeah, it would just turn up and that was awful. I can't believe we were doing that.
Well, I think where I'm from, people call it a calf lick.
A calf lick?
Yeah, but I think they've heard a southern person say cow flick. And then they've said calf lick.
Oh, really?
I think that's where it comes because it is a cow. It makes sense that it's a cow lick.
Yeah, we were really into those. And we'd stick it right up with product.
Really?
And we were wearing visors for a while to show our hair. I grew up in like sort of a beach town.
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, we like round Bagara and stuff like that. And we were into visors.
Visors.
Which I've never seen that as a fashion thing again.
In the 80s it was. Yet you were imitating the 80s.
Maybe it was a bit of a throwback.
Maybe. It might have come around again.
Gosh, it's so you can never predict fashion.
No, or maybe it never left the area you live
in. In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.
Did you ever work at a supermarket?
Of course, look at me. Of course I did.
And walk up, were you a checkout chick? What were you doing?
No, they never. I was never good enough to go on the checkouts.
Fruit and veg?
I just longed to go on the checkouts. It was a completely new supermarket. It was brand new, so we had to do all our training in another supermarket. So what they would do is like basically watch you from afar to work what department you should go in. And I just thought, surely they're going to put me in the clothing shop.
Oh, is that the primo spot?
That's where all the glamorous women went. Oh, no. Oh. This is when you really find out about yourself, like how others perceive you. They put me on cooked chickens. They put me on rotisserie.
No, you were spinning the chalks.
But I was too small to reach the rotisserie. Not only was I on the rotisserie counter, I had to wear like a hairnet and a big long coat. I was only like 16.
Oh no.
But because I couldn't reach up to get the chickens off, I had to have a box that I had to stand on. It was just like so embarrassing. If I saw someone I knew, I'd absolutely die. I'd be so embarrassed. And that I smell of roast chicken. I got chased home by a dog. Oh, I got off the bus and a dog just like chased me. Like, it wasn't far from my house, the bus stop to my house, chased me all the way home.
That's awful.
And my mum, when I got in, she said, well, it'll think you're a chicken drumstick. You stink. You stink of poultry.
It's lucky it didn't sort of get you.
Yeah, and they moved me then. I got a lot
after
of burns.
After the dog attack?
No, not after that. I got a lot of burns. Mm. Loads of burns. You get so many burns when you work on...
Were you taking the box home, by the way?
No. I kept losing it as well. And then I had to ask people where my box was.
Where's my special chicken box?
But because I was getting burnt a lot, they moved me to pizzas.
Oh, wow.
You know where you pick your own toppings... And then I would put it on the pizza.
And is that a step up in the world?
Massively, yeah. Yeah, I didn't
need... Pizza's a bit cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
It's a bit Italian even.
Yeah, not the ones I was making. No. But I thought I'd invented the calzone, you know. I was really gutted to find out it had already been invented.
That you were folding them up.
Yeah, because what people would do, they would really take advantage of me. You know, you're allowed three toppings and it's just done by a scoop. Mm. You get one level scoop, but then people would say, oh, put a bit more on.
Oh, really?
And put more on.
The extra scoop.
On. Yeah, and then when you put it on the little, it was like a little metal frame that then you put the cling film over, and it was really clever because it was warm. The cling film had it's like a... like a bum hole. There's any way I can describe. Do you know what I mean? Where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But because they had so many toppings on, it would like sag. So I would fold the pizza over.
Oh, and that's how you invented the calzone.
Yeah. And I was saying to everyone, I don't know why they just don't fold pizzas. And then eventually someone said,
They do that. It's time. We've been head lice, but now we must become the lions in a forehead.
Are you going to carry on calling it a forehead?
Sorry.
No, I just need to know. You can.
Yeah.
I just need to know it's coming.
Okay. So I'll give you a thumbs up if I'm about to say forehead.
Okay.
and a thumbs down for forehead.
Okay.
What's the biggest you've seen? Let's be honest.
I've got a quite big forehead.
Yours is all?
Yeah, I do have a big fart. Do you remember a cartoon called The Moomins?
I like Moomins.
Yeah, I got called that at school. the same forehead as me.
They called you a little Moomin.
Yeah.
Oh, but the Moomins were nice.
Yeah, they had big foreheads. Yeah.
Would you ever get a screen put in there?
In my forehead? What screen?
Well, just like a little, like a computer screen.
Like a projector?
Yeah, like an iPad. Like what? A touch screen.
That's not a good idea. What, like, you mean stick on? Like, how can I actually get a...
Yeah, just like have that installed.
Why? So people can watch telly on my forehead.
Here's an idea. You know, if you go to someone's website, sometimes they will have their latest tweet.
Yeah.
Will be at the bottom of the website. You can have your latest tweet on your forehead.
Like a billboard.
It's not the worst idea.
No, it's not the worst. Oh, no. There's other ideas, isn't there, that are bad. So you mean I need to cover it up and distract people?
I'm just saying there's space there, there's real estate on everyone's heads, not just yours, on everyone's heads. We could put something there.
Some people are really in proportion, though, aren't they? Apparently that's what makes someone really attractive, if they're really...
Symmetrical.
Symmetrical.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Why is that then? Is that just like nature? There must be a reason. Symmetricality must be somewhere seen like healthier for reproduction. There is a reason for everything, yeah. Isn't there?
What would you rather look at, a circle or a disgusting lumpy blob? That's a good question. Do you get bullied only if you have a long one, or what about a really small one?
I don't think people with small foreheads get bullied. I think it is about having a big forehead, because I suppose if someone's got no forehead and their hairline is their eyebrows.
Yeah. My friend Stipe, he had sort of a small forehead, but he wasn't bullied. He was, you know, very well liked.
Was he? He was quite successful in life, and
he's done really well. I think I haven't caught up with him in a very long time, but he's gone on to pick. He does some big cases. He's a lawyer now.
He's not held him back.
Not at all.
What's your forehead like?
Well, should we have a should we have a viewing? Okay, yeah. I can fit you in at 3. We've got another few people are coming to look at it. That's my forehead.
It's absolutely
perfect.
Fine. Yeah.
It's perfect.
You've never homed in on it and worried about it or anything.
Worry about my forehead?
Yeah.
Not so much. I do worry about it being either, I guess, too shiny or having a bunch of lines on it.
You haven't got lines, but you're only 30, what?
32.
Yeah, you haven't got any lines. Do you use moisturiser?
When I remember, it's not all the time.
Right.
But I bathe a lot. I live to bathe and I bathe to live.
In water or sun or joy. In ecstasy. What do you bathe in? Redemption.
I bathe in...
guilt. In... Regret. What do you bathe in?
Some of these examples are becoming really pointed. The
bubbles.
I do love a bubble bath.
Right.
But I used to say you could only ever have one bubble bath a year. You should only use one bath bomb a year. Otherwise, you end up on the streets. We are now moving down, I think, to the eyebrows. What do you think about eyebrows?
I'll be honest with you. I think they're weird. I don't understand them. I've thought this a lot through my life.
Yeah.
I don't get them. I don't understand why they're there. And I've asked my mum in the past when I was a kid, why do you have eyebrows? And she just like said, because it's to not let the dust go in your eyes. But I don't believe that.
That's so weird. Yeah.
I don't know.
Why do we only have them on top? Why don't we have another pair below then?
Like, I was at a party once and someone shaved off my eyebrows when I was asleep. And honestly, I didn't think I looked that bad. I quite liked
it. I've seen some people around who've got rid of them and they look cool.
Do they? Yeah.
A little freaky, but, you know, that's nothing that wrong with that.
What do you think of him?
I do. I mean, mine get a little out of control every now and again. I'll notice one hair that's making a getaway, and I'll be like, geez, he's getting a little wiry. I do like them on really old people when they're like, they've just gone feral.
Yeah.
The thicker the better, I really think.
Yeah.
If you're going to have them, go crazy.
Because of the Kardashians, like, it set off a whole revolution.
They're trying to go as thin as they can, are they?
No, it's about making them as wide and as big and as prominent as you can.
Oh.
But then it meant that, like, teenage girls copied them with marker pens and stuff like.
Oh, right. They're stealing hair from...
just people who don't naturally have very dark, prominent eyebrows, making them look like that. And it's been weird for a lot of years. And
yeah.
I think now people finally like sorted it out.
Oh, you think we're at the perfect eyebrows?
Yeah, like people now are like realizing what type of eyebrows they need, and people who like thread eyebrows are getting it right. And there's like there's a lot going on in the eyebrow industry. It's really
it's
a multi-million pound industry. The eyebrows are the biggest money maker on the face.
Oh, that can't be true.
It's true.
More than teeth?
No.
Eyebrows. Well, if I was really small, extremely tiny, that's where I would want to live on the face.
What?
I would live in an eyebrow.
You'd live in the eyebrow?
Yeah, if I was a really small person.
What? And then how would you get to the other eyebrow? Would you never get there?
On weekends, yeah. I'd cross the bridge of the nose and, go visit my friends in the other eyebrow.
But some people do have eyebrows that meet in the middle, so maybe like they
would. Are we talking about monobrows?
Yeah, they don't have that problem with wanting to get to the other side.
They could just, it's just one. Well, that's like the 100-meter pool as opposed to the 50-meter. Usually if you want to swim 100 meters, you'd have to do a lap and turn around.
Yeah.
But that monobrow, it's like one big long stretch.
Yeah. Like I swim in the slow lane at the swimming pool because I dare put my face underneath to get to the, I'm probably at the middle lane. I'm medium. I'm not a slow swimmer, but I can't get underneath. You know, there's a big barrier, like a string thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't get underneath, so I have no choice but to swim slowly.
Wait, I don't understand this. What? So you can't get to the medium lane?
No.
Can't you just go in, jump in there?
No, you can't. The only way to get in there is by going underneath it.
Oh, you refuse to submerge?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm scared of my face going in the water.
And why is that?
Because isn't it like drowning?
No.
Why?
You can jump up for air. So you're saying your face has never been underwater?
Yeah, like if someone splashed me, yeah, but I haven't actually physically put my face
underwater. You've never gone fully underwater. You've got to do it.
Why?
You feel alive. Do it in the ocean. Promise me.
But for that second, that's what drowning's like, so I don't want to experience it.
No, you trust me. As soon as you're down there, you're like, this makes sense. I can see why our ancestors lived down here.
But our ancestors haven't lived in the Virgin Active gym.
We're moving to probably the funniest part of someone's face, their ears.
Why, sir?
Just the wing nuts. People who are wing nuts are funny to me if someone's a wing nut.
What's a wing nut?
Just their ears are slightly too far off their head.
Sticky out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A wing nut.
Yeah, I like people that haven't decided not to get them pinned back.
They've decided not. Yeah, they've embraced.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah,
I love seeing someone with sticky out ears. I think it gives them so much character.
It's so funny. Well, not it's so good. Do you know people with big ears?
Oh, yeah, I know loads of people with big ears. Older men.
Yeah.
Because they don't stop growing, do they?
They keep growing.
Mad.
That's if when you die, every part of you stops growing except the ears.
Yeah.
So if you look in someone's coffin, you'll find these huge flappers.
Because I thought my granddad was eating too much meat, but then I thought, well, no, because he's still growing his ears. He maybe needs the protein.
Do you stick stuff in your ears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, like a cotton bud, even though it says on the box, don't ever do this.
Feels so nice, doesn't it?
It feels good.
I sleep a lot with silicone earplugs. You know, the like putty ones that mold. And then one time I only brought one with me to this hotel and it was underneath a flight path.
Yeah.
And I need silence to sleep. So I separated it and put it in both.
Oh, you sort of halved it.
Yeah, and then I still could hear the flights going across. So then I put cotton wool in as well, and then I could still hear. So then I put tissue in, and then I was really struggling to sleep. And then, of course, one of them, the silicone earplugs, got too lodged in the ear to take out.
This is good.
And then I was completely deaf in the ear that it'd been stuck in. And I was doing Bake Off, so that's why I wanted to sleep, make sure I
could sleep. Need a good sleep before these big TV gigs.
Yeah, so I was totally deaf in this ear, and I think it had made my balance go weird, which is weird. So I was falling over a lot, and they took me to, because it was at, the big film set place.
Pinewood?
But yeah, it was at Pinewood. They took me on like one of them buggies that they have.
Oh, right, yeah.
Film set to the medical person, and he was on the set of 007.
Whoa.
So I got to walk on the set of 007 to be seen by the doctor.
Wow, so he'd be like a stuntman, would be on fire or something, and then he got, they got, yeah, this lady's got something in her ear.
Yeah.
And did he get it out of the ear?
He couldn't get it out, so I had to go to A&E.
I wonder if when he looked into your ear, it was like the opening of James Bond. You know, it's like the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe it happened in the past and that's where they got the idea.
Yeah, did you get your ears pierced as a young person?
Yeah, I got my ears pierced. Did you?
No.
No. Are you going to? One?
Ooh. No, I don't think so. I'd do it for a role.
A role?
Yeah. If I was playing, you know, an assassin or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would do it.
Because they all have their ears
pierced. Well, most of them. And who pierced them? Were they a home job?
Claire's accessories.
Wow.
Yeah, they pierce babies.
Do they?
Yeah, I think it's mad that we've overlooked that you're allowed to take a baby into a shopping centre and let a woman, usually without, I don't mean that in a sexist way.
No, no.
It just usually is.
Yeah, of course.
A woman who is not a medical professional to have a gun, a piercing gun, and pierce a baby's ears in front of a whole shop of people buying scrunchies. And the baby screams in pain and then it's just forgotten about. I can't work it out how it's not legal.
Yeah. I did get pierced as a baby, I forgot. A belly button pierced. As soon as they cut off the umbilical cord, they pierced it. They go, that looks cool.
But you laughed, did you? You liked it.
I liked it. Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. We have got to move on to the cheeks. It's often the rosiest part of the human.
Yeah. What do you think of cheeks? Have you got? How do you feel about?
What do I like about them? I do like a cheeky. Like I do like someone with big cheeks and like a funny cheeky person.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
Rosy. Cheeky.
I do like that kind of thing. See someone drinking a hot chocolate with rosy cheeks. I'd look at someone like that. A nice cup of cocoa. They've been out on the ski fields and they come in for a nice hot chocolate.
Why are they there? What do they hold? What are they covering?
Blowing up balloons. Easy. That's a no-brainer.
Because like hamsters, of course.
They've got cheeks.
Yeah, and we know what they do with theirs.
What do they do?
They store things in them.
Oh, right on. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
They store.
So should we be doing more storage?
I think we probably can. We don't. Like, we don't carry things at home from the supermarket in them because we could stretch them.
Oh,
over time.
Yeah.
And
it's like in Guinness World Book of Records, you always see the woman with the eyes that have jutted out of her head, the long fingernails. But let's see the person with the biggest cheeks, please.
Yeah.
I want to look at that person.
Because there's a lot of space. Like,
there's so much space.
Why is it like eyes, nose, mouth, and then all this space?
Cheek room, yeah.
It's like when someone has
external hard drives right there.
It's like someone has a spare room and they don't store anything in it. They just leave it as a spare room.
Oh, yeah. Or unless they have someone who passed away and they keep the room exactly how it was before they died.
Yeah. I've been to a house like that.
How was that?
We went to view a house share.
Yeah.
And the guy who lived there, we should have known he had a sign on his front door saying, "You are now entering Sock City. Please remove your shoes before you come in the house."
You're entering Sock City. Yeah, that's creepy.
And because it was me and my friend, because we were only like 22, we carried on. And now I would turn around and
we're not going into Stock City.
But we thought, oh, it'll be fine. And we walked in and he told us off for being late. We were like 5 minutes late. We couldn't find his house. And then basically the rooms that it was his, because his mum had died. He'd live with his mum. His mum had died, but he'd left everything. All her clothes were still in the wardrobes. All her trinkets, all her like little like pot dolls.
Oh, God.
So my room.
This is the Duchess's room.
My room was just full of pot dolls. And he was like, you'll have to leave them there. You can't move them. He was so scary. We thought he was going to kill us.
Yeah.
And then we started to think we could hear his mum in the cellar.
Wait, so how long did you live there for?
No, we just went for the, but I was sure I could hear someone saying, help, help.
Help.
Why is there so much space where your cheeks are? Because everything else is in a T-zone.
Oh, now we're talking about the zones, yeah. So the eyes down to the... And the mouth is like the little bit at the bottom of the T.
Yeah.
Like so the serifs.
What are cheekbones for?
Well, here's a question. What came first, the collarbone or collars?
Collars.
Probably collars.
I just think there's a lot of space on your face. That doesn't... For no reason.
Yeah, I agree. We need to be making... Let's have a few more things on the face.
Where the cheeks are, why isn't there more breathing holes there?
Yeah, like gills.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. We could have gills. Gills on one side and on the other different ports for different, like, to charge your phone and stuff like that.
Yeah, or why not, like, lots of strips of eyebrows?
That
like
could be good, nice. Some people do have mutton chops.
Or what about, like, holes? Just holes.
Just some nice holes.
Yeah. Or more eyes. Why not more eyes?
I think that as well. Or let's have even bigger eyes. Chuck them on the cheeks, have them even bigger. Thank you.
I think that would be really beautiful. Yeah. I think that would be lovely.
I think it would be.
So what would you do with a space where the eyes were?
A little balcony.
Oh, like a veranda.
Yeah. Now we've arrived at the mouth.
Right.
The only body part that can say itself.
You can say
itself. It's the only body part that can say itself. Mouth. Mean? Like a mouth can say mouth, but other body parts can't say
what,
themselves.
What, because it can talk?
Yeah.
But don't you think the eyes can say more than the mouth?
Yes, that's exactly true. The eyes can say, don't they say 1,000 words? Or is that a painting? Either way, they're just amazing. Do we bother with the mouth? It's not that interesting.
Is it not?
We can do a bit of stuff on the mouth.
I'm surprised you don't think do the eyebrows are more interesting.
We did spend about 20 minutes on the eyebrows. But, yeah, I guess the mouth is probably the one you have to try and look after the most.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And obviously there's teeth.
Yes.
Tongues.
Teeth, tongues.
Gums.
The disgusting tonsils.
Inside of the cheeks.
Yeah. It is nice. Yeah, the mouth is nice.
The teeth are weird, aren't they? Teeth are weird.
Have you ever had a tooth pulled out or that's had a long root on it?
I don't know.
Like it just keeps going up into the gum?
I don't know.
They can get really long.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How far up do they go?
20 centimetres. That's crazy.
Then they become the eyebrows.
And people are getting veneers. What do you think about this phenomenon?
I think it's like most cosmetic surgery. Yeah. It can be done well and done badly.
Yeah, exactly. If it's good, people won't notice.
I know someone that went to Turkey to have the teeth done.
Oh.
And those are bizarre.
They've done them crazy?
Yeah.
They've just done two big teeth, one on top, one on the bottom?
Yeah, they chisel off all your teeth and then stick these like, but it's whiter than white.
Yeah. Sometimes I met Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, I can't believe I just dropped that bombshell. But, yeah, I met him at Claridge's. He was staying in the penthouse.
Wow.
And my friend had a private audience with him, and I was invited.
Whoa.
And his teeth were almost blue. They were just – I couldn't stop looking at them. I, like, wanted to crawl into his mouth, I swear.
Right, and just bathe in the
moon. Yeah, it was amazing. And his wife could solve a Rubik's Cube really fast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she showed us.
She showed us. She showed us. Yeah. I want that. She showed you.
Next time you can come.
No.
He's pretty nice.
I don't want to.
You don't want to meet Kelsey Grammer?
No.
Oh,
wow. Maybe a bit.
I mean, I was so nervous the whole time. And they were like, oh, do you want, it's so fancy, Claridge's. And someone was like, oh, do you want sandwiches? And I was like, oh, no, no. And he goes, Sam, have a sandwich. Don't be ridiculous.
Oh,
and
wow.
I could have died. I couldn't believe it.
And did you?
Yeah, but yeah, these celebs, the lives they lead. I don't want to be bragging about meeting Kelsey. I've never met any other celebrity. Sorry, to boast.
You never met any other celebrity?
Not of like a Kelsey Grammer. That's my one where I couldn't believe it, what was going on.
But you met Frasier.
That's true, yeah.
That sounded cool.
Yeah. He is Frasier. Sorry. Wait, so I've told you this before, and I said, oh no, that is Frasier.
Because I was going to say, oh, that's weird, because I'm sure you said that Frasier's wife also showed you a Rubik's Cube.
Ooh, the chin. Thoughts?
It's got to end somewhere. Keep going.
Yeah, that's true. How long is this face? Wow. Yeah, the chin is a nice ending.
Yeah.
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 I like the chin.
And then it's a nice chin.
Chin.
It's a nice word, isn't it? Chin.
Chin. It does sound all like almost like goodbye.
It sounds
chin.
Like they was going to call it something longer and then.
Gentleman.
Gentleman.
Yeah, there's some great chins. And some people obscured their chin with a goatee. Okay, we have finished with the chin. We love the chin. That's a great feature. Now we can move on to the eyes.
We're allowed to now, are we?
Yeah. They are, as you say, the window to the soul.
Soul.
window to the surreal. They're also just, they're so much an encounter. They just, they can whisper. They're just amazing, aren't they?
It really is. And everyone's eyes are beautiful, but some people's eyes are just so beautiful, yeah, aren't they? Like, you just can't help look at, I think my daughter has beautiful
eyes. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. They're changing colour now. Not that they're not beautiful now, but up until recently.
So you think they've sort of peaked?
Yeah, they were, it wasn't that they were more beautiful, it was just they were quite unusual. They were so piercing blue.
Oh, wow.
It was the most piercing blue I've ever seen. And not that blue eyes are better, it's just, they were just so striking, you know, and I just, yeah.
Were they ever too overwhelming? Such was the piercing nature that you just, I need to have a rest.
No, not to that degree, no.
Wow.
No, but they were just, but they've changed, they've gone like mine, they've gone green. But people would stop us in the street
and they'd say,
"Her eyes are amazing."
They go, "How much for one of them? I'll give you a grand for one of your daughter's eyes." Wow!
Because babies' eyes are born blue.
Are they?
Yeah.
Every baby's eyes. I thought we didn't even have them when we were born, and they take about 3 months to come in.
Eyes? You didn't think eyes? You didn't think we eyes? Okay. Isn't that? Do you mean cats' testicles?
I might be talking.
Because they don't come. They're inside, yeah, and they take up
until they're ready.
Yeah, and then they pop out.
It's a myth. Babies are not born with perfectly blue eyes.
No, right. Wow. But she was.
She had them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, eyes, even like the cruelest, rudest, crudest person, I think if you look into their eyes, you'll see something. There's always a glimmer there.
Yeah, yeah.
I just remembered I wrote a poem about eyes.
Okay.
I could read it out. Do you mind if I try and find it?
Please do.
Ooh, okay, weird. Yeah, okay, I've got it. Eyes aren't just the windows to the soul. They are the traffic lights to an exchange. They can shine, glisten, and glow. A person with no eyes is blind. What do you think?
I don't think it needs a reaction.
Yeah.
I think it just needs to just be. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we just need to just be in silence for a minute while we've...
Not a lot of podcasts are doing a minute of silence. Okay, well, I think that wrapping it up on the eyes was perfect.
Yeah.
They're so good. And this is, I guess, just to our listeners. Try and see as many things as you can.
Yeah. What's your favourite part of the face, maybe?
Is there anything we missed? Is there something you've got on your face that no one else has?
Eyebrows, head, shoulders. No, we got it all. Yeah. We definitely got it all.
I think we did. We covered the face.
If the listeners want any other subject for us to really go in depth with.
Yeah.
I think we've gone really in depth with the face.
Yeah. Who's done the face in like with this much?
You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
I think it was a really great idea. I'm glad that I've spent this hour talking mostly about eyebrows. But it would be good to, I think I've enjoyed going in depth with this.
Yeah.
If there is another subject that people would like us to go in depth with that they don't think gets talked about a lot.
Yeah, like, and be careful. We're forensic. We are like two lasers. If you choose a topic, we will. Yeah, we'll go there.
Yeah, we are. What's it called? Dalziel and Pascoe.
We are like a modern age Dalziel and Pascoe.
Dalziel and Pascoe.
Oh, we got a beautiful email. It's Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains at gmail.com.
.com.
Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains at gmail.com. Shoot us an email, please. Oh, I've got nothing but love for the boys from above.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.
it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.